Hi everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today we're gonna talk about, really explore a question that we get a lot from customers. And really it's, should I stick with all the same brand when purchasing a kitchen appliance package, or is it okay to mix and match? And what are some of the things to consider there?
Absolutely, you can mix and match. You heard it here first on Appliance Advisors. And if you don't believe me and you're questioning it, pick up a design magazine, which you do with any of these projects, look inside at them, or Google it, high-end kitchens, you know, premium kitchens, and check out the brands. They're never all one brand. Because truth be told, manufacturers, some are better than others at certain things. So I do think stainless steels are gonna mix across the board. Now, truth be told, when you're in a showroom and you're absolutely in lineup and you have 15 ranges in a row, and you have lights and fluorescent lights and different lighting in the showroom, anytime that's gonna be in your home, you could pick up nuances between them, minor. But I'm gonna tell you that's in this, when you're scrutinizing these things and looking at 15 ranges. Your kitchen does not have 15 different brand ranges in a row. When you think about your kitchen, they're L's, they're U's, they're all these other things. Appliances are spread out amongst cabinets and other materials. Your eye does not, can't even pan the whole kitchen in one view, let alone pick up that difference. So when you look at those magazines, the kitchens you aspire to, you probably need to pay attention, but you won't always see matching brands, quite the opposite. And you aspire for them. You say, wow, that's beautiful. You don't say, oh my gosh, wow, that's awful.
You don't even notice it. And we always say that all the time too, because it's, you know, it's the lighting is such a difference. Like what you see in the showroom could look a little different in your home too, with just the lighting and where it's picking up on there. It can
now,
absolutely.
Now the one thing I will say, you know, and it's kind of gone away, but there are certain brands out there that still really promote a smudge-free, streak-free, fingerprint-free finish. A lot of times to do that, it's steel blended with more aluminum or nickel, but aluminum a lot of times, and that can sometimes flatten or dull the finish. Again, not a big deal. If it were absolute galley kitchen and really, really small, you may pick it up, but that's one that I think about a little bit, but large part, not a big thing. Handles and knobs are a big thing.
Yes, for sure.
And honestly, I always say half the time we talk about all these features because we're appliance people and we love getting into the tech of it all. But I think half the time it comes down to knobs and handles, right? Aesthetic value is half of it. So it's a balance in there, the yin and yang of form and function and what makes sense. So I think large part, you know, the advent of pocket handles, you see those in dishwashers where it's just a recess and most brands are going with pockets. Refrigerators now. A lot of them have pocket handles.
Yeah, just completely flat.
One, because it's transitional, it's clean, it's linear, and it makes sense. But moreover, it's great for replacement. It can mix in and out of an existing appliance package if you're just replacing something and want to kind of keep continuity. As much to generally, you know, it gives people that flex to come in and out of brands. So you see a lot of brands that have a handle option and a pocket handle option across appliances today, even right down to microwaves have
them. So. And it's, you know, it's, and we always say it's kind of like a personal preference. Truly, only you would be able to tell if something is even, most people that are walking into your home, like you said, you're picking up that magazine, they're never going to notice
a
difference.
I'll tell you, here's my thing. If anyone does walk in your home and says, oh my gosh, I love your kitchen, but that stove doesn't match the dishwasher, that handle's off from that one, respectfully, they're not a friend, walk them to the door and ask them
to leave.
I mean, I'm just, listen, I know I'm going out there, but.
Get them out of here.
Yeah, consider.
Absolutely. So it's one of those things, you know, if truly you make that kind of final decision, what it is, but no one brand is the best in every category. So if you are able to mix and match brands, you definitely can pick what you like the best, what fits your needs the best, much better than if you're sticking all within one brand. But of course, like we always say, that's kind of a personal choice.
It's a personal choice. Decide. At the end of the day, you love the handle, you love the look. It's your choice, it's your kitchen, you need to love it.
Absolutely. All right, so that's everything when it comes to sticking with one brand or being able to mix and match appliances.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.